Chapter 2, Why Conviction-Driven Marketing with the 5P System is Your Secret Weapon for Sales. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. Tony Robbins. From politics to business. Before we go on this journey together, we want to introduce ourselves and share how our journey in politics and business led us to create the 5P System. We're Kurt and Kristen Ludhart. In 2006, we started the Prosper Group, which has become one of the nation's leading Republican political consulting and digital fundraising companies. But once upon a time, we were just two young people becoming interested in politics. After college, we met at Indiana Wesleyan University. We set off working on political campaigns. But a detour into entrepreneurship shifted our path and laid the foundations for our future work and business. In 2004, we were preparing to get married, and we didn't have the kind of money to afford the kind of wedding we wanted. One of our political mentors suggested that, since we wanted to get married in August, we sell fireworks around the 4th of July. Being the ambitious kids we were, we operated 3 short-term locations and made $9,000 in just 2 weeks, which was enough to pay for the wedding. This experience opened our eyes to the thrill of entrepreneurship and gave us some fun stories to tell. While working on political campaigns, we pursued entrepreneurial side hustles, such as installing Christmas lights on houses. Still young and new to the world of business, we were amazed that we could often make more than our salaries at our political jobs in just a few days as small business owners. This chapter of our lives deepened our appreciation for small businesses and the American dream. Eventually, we turned our focus wholeheartedly back to Republican politics and founded a political marketing agency together. But in 2009, there were no elections in the state of Indiana where we live. So, we hit the road. Today, we've traveled over 1 million miles and worked in almost all 50 states. But back in 2009, we had no money and we would sleep in the car sometimes as we traveled around, drumming up business. That year, against all odds, our firm worked for 3 of the most high-profile elections in the country. Chris Christie's campaign for governor of New Jersey, Scott Brown's campaign for U.S. Senator for Massachusetts, and Bob McDonald's campaign for governor of Virginia. All 3 of these campaigns were massive upsets, and we employed groundbreaking voter contact technology and online fundraising tactics, earning national recognition, winning industry awards, and shocking the established political consultants. In Scott Brown's race alone, we helped raise $14 million online with a grassroots digital campaign that became viral and spread nationwide. Winning these 3 elections catapulted our business's growth and put us on the map. At the time, we were just kids. We didn't have training. We weren't from D.C. In the eyes of the political world, we were nobodies, and we were competing against people who had the connections and the experience we lacked. Nothing was handed to us. We worked for everything. In 2010, we succeeded in electing 14 members of Congress and working on several of the top targeted U.S. Senate races, where we continued to break fundraising records, over $28 million in total, by the way, and win national awards for our work. By 2012, we were able to parlay our success into working for our first Republican presidential candidates. We worked initially for U.S. Senator Rick Santorum's campaign before being hired by Mitt Romney in his challenge to President Obama. The attraction was our growing mastery of the art of small-dollar fundraising online and our expertise in Republican donor data. In 2015, we were ready for our next presidential cycle, this time with an open seat. We worked for multiple candidates in the primary, and when President Donald Trump became the nominee, he hired us. There was almost no team on the digital front at the time. Then, digital director Brad Parscale had handled Trump's entire primary campaign with just himself, his trusty laptop, and a couple of staff. And now, in June of 2016, we were hired to help build out a team to rival Hillary Clinton's 250-person-strong digital operation. We had to learn very quickly how to work on a campaign with a national scope from the ground up. Instead of assisting remotely, Kristen, me, relocated with some staff to San Antonio to work from the digital headquarters. We launched Trump's first ever email fundraising campaign. we were able to raise $2.6 million from the first email we sent, a new record, and over $4 million from the overall campaigns we ran that day. Over time, we raised more than $60 million of Trump's $333 million. Ultimately, we were solely responsible for managing the mobile app and the comprehensive texting program in addition to our ongoing email fundraising efforts. During that time, we learned so much about the Liberty Spender demographic and how to get them to convert. These same people who donated over $300 million to Donald Trump in such a short time frame spend literally trillions of dollars every year buying products and services that your business sells. Today, we're proud to have helped elect over 100 members of Congress, 15 governors, 15 U.S. senators, and one president. We've raised over $500 million from over 13 million transactions, and we've received honors such as being named the 466th fastest-growing company in the U.S. in 2019, that's from Inc. magazine, and being named in the Adweek 100 for being one of the top 100 fastest-growing agencies in the world. And now, we want to bring our extensive experience and success in politics to help businesses. We're proud of our work for great political candidates and politicians, but we've seen firsthand that business owners are better able to change the world. We know the right politics are important, but it is clear today no one politician is going to save us. If we want to make the world a better place, we need to support business owners with integrity who add value to their communities as they pursue the American dream. They are the ones creating jobs, supporting charities, and taking on some of the toughest problems in today's world. We ourselves have experienced both the ups and downs of being entrepreneurs. We've built a successful agency that grew to more than 55 employees. We've founded and run dozens of businesses. By the way, ask Kurt about his hometown ice cream shop, the Dutchtown Dairy Bar. We've profitably exited three, invested in startups, and consulted with many others. And, like many other entrepreneurs, we've had some colossal failures too. We know the highs and lows of running a business, the joys and challenges of hiring, mentoring, and sometimes firing employees, the push-pull of setting priorities, building your company culture, and reaching sales goals. After experiencing these challenges ourselves, we have become passionate advocates for other entrepreneurs. And once again, we feel called to combine our passions to change the world. One business at a time. Thanks to our work in Republican politics, we know the Christian and or conservative consumers that we call Liberty Spenders on a deep level. And we've had plenty of adventures, encounters with legendary politicians, and memorable moments. Just don't ask Kurt about the time he split his pants in front of former President George H.W. Bush. We understand what resonates with Liberty Spenders. We understand the issues they care about. We understand the way to reach them. We know what media they watch, what podcasts they listen to, what influencers they respect, and what events they attend. And we want to leverage our knowledge about the Liberty Spender audience to help business owners accomplish amazing things. Out of this mission, the 5P system was born. The 5P system for reaching Liberty Spenders. As we began working with businesses and strategizing about how they could reach consumers using conviction-driven marketing, we began looking back at our experience in politics. In business, the goal is to get a sale, and in politics, the goal is to get a vote, yet the underlying game is the same. In both worlds, your goal is to convince someone to believe in what you are offering and choose you over your competitors. We saw the potential to borrow strategies from political campaigns to help business owners build bases of loyal customers and grow their sales to new heights. We started asking ourselves what we had been doing for our political candidates that worked and would translate to business. Why did our clients like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, and Tommy Tuberville do so well? To use the most high-profile example, consider Donald Trump. He was largely written off as a long shot when he announced his campaign in 2015, yet he was elected president. What did he get right and so many others get wrong that made him the favorite of conservative and Christian voters that we call Liberty Spenders? We think he did a better job of understanding the things we have identified and built into our 5P system. Number one, people. Donald Trump understood, seemingly deep within his bones, the people he wanted to represent. Whether you agreed with him or not, you couldn't deny that he was relentlessly focused on a group of people who felt left out by the current system and became increasingly loyal to him. Those voters turned out in greater numbers than ever before, surprising many people during the primaries and then shocking them when he eventually defeated Hillary Clinton. The rule? You must understand the people, who they are, what they care about, and what motivates them. Number 2, positioning. Again, Donald Trump understood how to position himself versus the others in the primary and general election. While other candidates, like Jeb Bush, tried to appeal to a broad audience, Trump positioned himself smartly on key issues. The rule. You must position yourself properly in relation to liberty spenders. There are three major categories: market fit, issue, and ideology. All can work, but you must choose right for yourself. Number 3, passionate story. Is there anyone better than Donald Trump at telling an engaging story? It was weaved into everything he said. His campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again," is famous worldwide. Everyone voting in 2016 knew his key policy positions to sell that story: building the wall, imposing tariffs, and ending NAFTA. Additionally, Trump pulled his personal story into this narrative. Despite being a billionaire, he was able to connect with voters who were barely making ends meet. He shared how, being a member of the elite, he witnessed firsthand how greedy politicians were taking advantage of everyday Americans. The rule. Once you understand your audience and your positioning, you must tell your story with passion and in a way that resonates with this audience. Number 4, proof. Having worked on the inside of the 2016 campaign, we can speak firsthand at how obsessed Donald Trump was with data. We reported in real time our results, and Brad Parscale spent much of his time demonstrating that the campaign's money was being spent wisely. Trump didn't want anyone simply, quote, trusting their guts. It was data that led the campaign to target Democrats that Republicans hadn't tried to win in years. The rule. Test your messaging to prove it works with the audience you want to reach before you waste money getting it in front of them. Number 5, product rollout plan. Perhaps the biggest surprise of the 2016 campaign was how effectively Donald Trump used every medium and channel to roll out his campaign. In the end, experts say Trump earned about $6 billion of free media in his campaign from effective use of newsjacking, media relations, influencers, and the like. Still today, Donald Trump is the absolute master of working this ecosystem. And when we dive into it, an astute observer will see that Trump effectively uses each channel. The rule. As you roll out your product or service, you should tap into the ecosystem of conservative and or Christian influencers and endorsers and collaborate to optimize your success. Our 5P system has become the game changer, providing the ultimate blueprint for mastering conviction-driven marketing. It's designed to streamline every move, ensuring each strategy is executed with laser focus and purpose, so your business and brand not only stays true to its core values, but also delivers powerful, measurable results that set you apart from the competition. Before we delve into each of the 5Ps, we also want to highlight another distinction of this approach: marketing based on convictions, not demographics. Our mentor, Tony Robbins, regularly says, "People buy feelings, not things." As we covered in Chapter 1, when you market to people based on their deeply held values, you can provoke strong feelings in them, match their identity, and make them true fans. In contrast, your typical, quote, vanilla marketing firm is going to focus on appealing to customers based on high-level demographics or geography. Or, worse yet, just try to appeal to everyone. However, we find these factors much less valuable for predicting purchase behavior and creating loyalty. So why is your, quote, vanilla marketing campaign so reliant on these outdated methods of targeting customers? Well, because that's the way it's, quote, always been done. Meanwhile, people who have the same convictions around faith and politics may belong to different demographics, but they have a more powerful connection with others who belong to the tribe that holds the same values. They see the world the same way, believe the same things, and increasingly identify with each other's brand choices. So when we talk about appealing to people on the basis of faith and politics, we're saying it's time to throw out these old concepts and engage the secret weapon of conviction-driven marketing. You're creating a powerful attraction so that your target customer who shares your business values sees your brand and says, "Oh, that's me." Clearly, depending on your product, demographic targeting may still matter. For example, if you sell a product for new moms, you still need to properly target this demographic. But by leading with conviction-driven marketing, you're no longer limited to marketing on features, benefits, and price. Own versus rent. Do you own your customers or do you rent them? We all know the difference between owning and renting a home or property. A property you are renting is not yours. It's temporary. Your landlord could evict you or sell your home to someone else without your consent. Similarly, in marketing, the discussion of owning versus renting is usually about the risks of relying on platforms such as Facebook for your audience. When you rely on a third-party platform to reach your audience, you are, quote, renting them from that platform. And if that platform disappears or makes a policy change that affects your business, you lose that audience. You don't want to be in this risky position, especially as social media giants are influenced by the tides of the political world and sometimes hostile to conservatives and Christians. But let's put the topic of social media platforms aside and think about what it means to own or rent your customers on a deeper level in relation to your competitors and your industry. When you rent your customers, they don't truly belong to you. They can be taken away by your competition, and you have to constantly put in the work to keep them. Your customers may not have strong reasons for choosing your product over your competitor's product, and the decision may come down to who has the lowest price on any given day. When you own your customers, however, they're with you for life. They have no interest in leaving you to check out your competition. Your customers consciously and purposefully choose your business out of all the businesses in your industry because they see a unique value in it. When you own your customers, you no longer have to spin your wheels, spending money trying to market and replace lost customers. Depending on your product, you'll have more recurring orders and you'll have more referrals. Conviction-driven marketing is one of the strongest ways to own your customers. Liberty spenders are passionate about their values. If you show them that you share these values, they'll remain loyal to your business. When your competitor lowers their price or puts out a flashy advertisement, it won't matter to your customers because they recognize that this business does not align with their values while yours does. Consider two great companies that have mastered this principle. Patriot Mobile's retention numbers greatly exceed those of their competitors by as much as 20%. People choose Patriot Mobile for its values, which are unchanging and core to the company. Meanwhile, its competitors are practically interchangeable with customers, who tend to choose them for shifting reasons such as price and convenience. I Have a Bean, a Wheaton, Illinois-based coffee company, has the same result. Customers who choose I Have a Bean do so because they sell coffee in the 99th percentile of quality. But their customers are all informed of their conviction-driven mission after their first sale. Their powerful vision to give second chances to people who have been released from prison follows biblical teachings about redemption. Owner Pete Leonard credits sharing this mission with customers as the reason for its industry-leading retention rate. And by the way, you can tune in to our Liberty Spender show for more details on these inspiring success stories. Patriot Mobile and I Have a Bean have mastered the concept of conviction-driven marketing and found enormous success with this strategy. And now, it's your turn. In the following chapters, we'll explore each of the 5 P's in depth and walk you through the process of aligning your business to Liberty Spenders. We'll show you how to do in your industry what Donald Trump did in his.